Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that includes GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions. In this week's program, we're going to hear a little bit about the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. I attended their annual meeting, which was held in New York City, and that coincided with the New York Food Dialogues. And for those of you who have not participated, which these are very easy to do since they are done in a live web streaming format that you can watch on your computer or even your smartphone or tablet, and then connect with them socially or watch them in replay because they are recorded, you can go to fooddialogues.com to find out a whole lot more. So in our program this week, I have some audio for you that comes from a press conference that was held after the USFRA annual business meeting was concluded and the Food Dialogues, and also from NAFB with one of the business or industry partners. So let's go through those here and learn a little bit about where things stand with the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. First, I will let you listen to a statement from the press conference that was held, and this is with Bob Stallman, who is the re-elected chairman for the USFRA. He, of course, is with American Farm Bureau Federation.
Yesterday, the USFRA board held its annual elections and discussed some additional opportunities for the alliance to move forward. We also held our third Food Dialogues event here in New York. The event covered three important topics that our research has indicated consumers are concerned about: antibiotics, biotechnology, and how media and advertising impact consumers' food decisions. The panels were moderated by CNN business editor Ali Velshi. The first of the panels covered media marketing and healthy choices. Those panelists included Richard Ball, who's a New York vegetable farmer, Debbie Beauvais, New York School Nutrition President and Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics spokesperson, Blake Hurst, Missouri farmer and president of the Missouri Farm Bureau, Tracy McMillan, author of The American Way of Eating, Craig McNamara, California organic farmer, Carolyn O'Neill from WebMD, and Kat Kinsman, managing editor of CNN Eatocracy. McMillan went undercover as a food worker in different low-income roles within the food system. She discussed living on $3 to $8 an hour. She reminded the audience that you have to keep the real working class in mind in this discussion. Kinsman described her experience in sharing farmer stories through the CNN blog Eatocracy. She learned of a farmer named Ryan Goodman through a blog comment and found his blog showing day-to-day life on the farm, and she asked him to write a piece for Eatocracy. Overall, the panelists agreed that Americans are disconnected from how food is produced and really from cooking from scratch. The second panel on antibiotics included a lively discussion, including Keith Ayub, pediatric nutritionist from the Albert Einstein School of Medicine, Barb Dieterman, an Iowa pork producer, Dr. Christine Wong, American Veterinary Medical Association Assistant Director of the Division of Scientific Activities, Dr. Karen Jordan, a North Carolina dairy farmer and veterinarian, and Consumers Union Director of Food Policy Initiatives, Jean Halloran. Halloran stated that her organization is dedicated to removing antibiotics from livestock use, except for disease treatments, and she recommends a program where at least half the supermarkets in the United States sell meat at a discount when the animal has been treated with antibiotics as part of a Meat Without Drugs campaign. She said that 80% of the antibiotics used in this country are used for animals and primarily for growth promotion and disease prevention. Dr. Karen Jordan said her greatest concern, if all antibiotics were banned, would be animal welfare, which would reduce her ability to prevent illness amongst her cows. There was a discussion on the panel about the cost of food with and without antibiotics. Consumers Union contends that the cost difference isn't that great, as little as 10% to have food without the antibiotics. The final panel for the day discussed biotechnology and agriculture. The panelists included Dr. Bob Goldberg, plant molecular biologist at UCLA, Dr. Julie Howard, chief scientist at USAID, Gregory Jaffe, director of biotechnology from the Center for the Science and the Public Interest, Fred Kirschenman, Leopold Center for Sustainable Agriculture at Iowa State University, Cheryl Rogowski, a New York organic farmer, and Jerry Slocum, a Mississippi soybean farmer. The discussion ranged widely from organic farmer Cheryl Rogowski, who shared how her customers come to her because they want to know the farmer who grows their food and because they want assurance of an organic food supply, to molecular biologist Bob Goldberg, who maintains our food supply has never been safer because of biotechnology. Another major USFRA program we have been implementing the past 6 months is the Faces of Farming and Ranching. More than 120 farmers and ranchers applied to be the Faces of Farming and Ranching, and Weldon will discuss this program more in a moment. Just ahead of the food dialogues, USFRA released its second annual Consumer and Farmer Rancher Survey results. The results show that 54% of New Yorkers believe that being knowledgeable about food is a social status symbol. The survey, released in conjunction with the Food Dialogues New York, found that New Yorkers in general were less informed about how food is grown and raised, but if they could prioritize it, they would be more passionate about learning about food than consumers across the country. When asked what type of information they want to learn more about, New Yorkers said the use of inputs for crops such as pesticides, herbicides, and fertilizers, 37% said that, and the use of antibiotics in farm animals, 31% said that. In addition, the survey found that New Yorkers are less likely than Americans overall to say that food production is heading in the right direction, 44% versus 53%. Since 2011, we have trained more than 4,000 farmers and ranchers through our Conversation with Ease program that is based on USFRA's extensive consumer influencer messaging research. EASE is an acronym which stands for Engage, Acknowledge Concerns, Share Your Story, to Earn Trust. The focus of this training is the approach to dialogue and storytelling, recognizing consumer concerns and genuinely answering their questions. We plan to expand our training this coming year to ensure that more farmers and ranchers are armed with the knowledge to help represent our industry.
Next up, let's hear from the new vice chair for the USFRA, and that's Weldon Wynn. And he talks about the current results, getting the finalist for the Faces of Farming and Ranching contest that USFRA is conducting.
USFRA has narrowed down the finalists for the Faces of Farming and Ranching program. The nine finalists include Chris Chin, a pork farmer from Missouri, Will Gilmer, a dairyman from Alabama, Daphne Holterman, dairy, Wisconsin, Brenda Kirsch, dairy from Oregon, Tim Nilsson, a turkey grower from California, Eric McClam, a fruit and vegetable farmer from South Carolina, Katie Pratt, a corn and soybean farmer from North Carolina, from Illinois, Bo Stone, a corn and wheat and soybean farmer from South Carolina, Janice Wolfinger, beef and grain farmer from Ohio. These exceptional farmers and ranchers can bring a personal connection to farming and ranching to the consumers, mainstream media, and influencers to develop a relationship and learn more about how food gets from the farm or ranch to consumers' plates. People can visit us on www.fooddialogues.com through December 15th to learn more about each of these nine finalists and the work they do. Consumers, farmers, and ranchers are asked to vote for whom they believe best represents those across the country who work to bring food to the table. The number of votes each received will be factored into a decision to determine the faces of farming and ranching winners. In addition to public vote, a panel of judges will interview and evaluate the finalists to help determine the winners of the Faces of Farming and Ranching. Winners will be announced in January 2013. Stay tuned for more information about this program.
Let's hear next from Bart Schott, who represented the National Corn Growers Association on the board of the USFRA. Bart is no longer on the board after the most recent election, but has been a participant in the organization since its inception.
You know, we were really impressed by the, first of all, the folks that were the panelists that came in and dedicated their time and efforts to it, and very knowledgeable. I learned a lot on one of the sessions myself, and being a panelist in one of these, you know how nervous you can be and shell-shocked, and so I thought it went off real well. Very informative, and really hit the spot for my appetite.
Well, I heard the word corn mentioned more than once today.
Several times, yeah, especially that last gal that was selling organic corn downtown New York here. So
for what you heard in terms of, you know, having a little bit of both sides of some of these issues like GMOs, is it, as they say somewhere else on a news network, was it fair and balanced, and did we kind of move the needle in terms of understanding?
Yeah, you know, you talk about moving the needle and how to, and I really believe that USFRA is doing that with the movement that has been created, especially with these food dialogues, and having a food dialogue there with panelists that balance each other out and that aren't afraid to talk about their side, whether it's right or wrong. It's just to be able to talk about the issues and get them out there and see, have an open dialogue with folks through social media. And this today, to me, was a home run again.
So as a corn grower, and speaking maybe for other corn growers who couldn't be here, what does this mean to you as a farmer?
I think it's really, we're really reaching an audience through social media that we've never even dreamt of going there before. You know, there's blogging going on, and there's a whole social network through Mommy Bloggers that we're just becoming aware of. And we need to be in this arena as farmers and ranchers. We need to go there and tell our message and connect with our consumers. And so I think this is a great venue to do that.
Well, the USFRA is holding its annual meeting at the same time, so you got a little business being discussed here too.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, we just did some this morning. We're looking at the organization and making sure that after being here for 15 months, is it working, and what can we do in the future? I chaired that committee, and so we went over the reports on that this morning. We're going to go over some financial data from our treasurer and do a couple more reports to kind of conclude the day.
Lastly, let's hear from one of the industry partners for the USFRA, and that is Barry Nelson with John Deere. And he's going to talk about John Deere's support of the USFRA.
Yes, we're very supportive of the USFRA. One of the great things about this organization is for the first time we've been able to bring in all the different commodity groups, livestock folks, and even though we can't agree on everything, there are certain major things we can all agree upon to help promote production agriculture overall in the United States.
Well, and, you know, everybody likes some green equipment, too, probably.
Well, of course, we want to promote that. But even better, more people are moving to urban areas, we need to have a strong voice to promote how important agriculture is in this country. I mean, we're growing from 7 billion people to 9 billion people by 2050, and we have to still be able to provide the food, the fiber, the fuel that we're going to need in the future.
Well, USFRA's about to enter its third year. Hard to believe that it was just announced 2 years ago, but they've kind of grown, and, you know, with industry partners like John Deere, that's really helping them accomplish their mission.
Right, and it's a group that's trying to carry that message to the consumer market. Now, we've always done a real good job of talking to our own choir, so to speak, in the agricultural audience. Everybody understands it, gets it. They are actually trying, and they have the resources now to start a dialogue with the foods dialogue with consumers that are concerned about safe and healthy food.
I know USFRA appreciates John Deere's support, so thank you very much, Barry Nelson. Hopefully from these interviews and sound bites that I've been able to share with you, you've got a good idea of where the USFRA is at as it enters its third year. Kind of hard to believe that this effort is now going into its third year already. Well, that is our Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwire.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.